From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Sewart. The city of Shawnee is preparing to welcome the public into a new recreation center that will offer year-round activities and serve as a gathering place for people of all ages. The project will expand opportunities for exercise, recreation, and community connection in Shawnee and the surrounding area. We have two guests today, Matt Hendricks, Shawnee's Parks and Recreation Director, and Shawnee City Administrator Eddie Shepard. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Matt, take us through the front doors. What will we find?
You'll find a facility that's greatly revamped for our community. The existing facility, as we knew it, was built in the late 1950s and served its purpose well, but it had a lot of things that weren't too great about it. It wasn't ADA accessible. It didn't have some of the new technology upgrades. It didn't have some of the locker rooms that people have become accustomed to. So when someone walks through the front door of the building now, they will have access to a state-of-the-art exercise room. They will have access to an existing pool where we teach hundreds of kids to swim each year. We're really excited about some of the new components. We'll have some office space that will be dedicated to anyone in the public that wants to come and use it. You know, they could be coming in to do some education work, or maybe they have some healthcare needs. So some private offices for them to be able to function in. We'll have a large community use space, kind of similar to maybe a living room that you might have in your home, a place just to congregate and connect, whether that's two people playing a game of cribbage or whether that's a nonprofit group coming in to have an event. The use is really wide open. And then we have some other educational spaces, some spaces that are geared towards healthcare, monitoring, education, participation in work. That would be something like a classroom and also a computer lab, a Zoom room, if you will. And so those spaces are totally new. You know, we always had the pool, we always had an exercise room, but these community spaces that we're most excited about are just going to allow more people to have access to high-speed broadband internet so that they can live their best lives.
Eddie, you are city administrator. When you're talking with residents of Shawnee, what are they saying to you about what they really want from this kind of facility?
I think it's kind of funny how this all came together, because this has been a community conversation for years about trying to improve our public spaces for recreation. And then we just so happen to be eligible for this grant and being able to provide it. I think, as Matt mentioned, the old facility has served a really good purpose in this community, but the demands are higher now. So I think the community is very excited about what we're being able to bring. There is no private YMCA or nonprofit YMCA. There are no private spaces like this in the community. So it really is the one public facility for recreation, for swimming pool and public gym, public meeting spaces, classrooms, rentable facilities for birthday parties with a pool. That is the space in Shawnee. So the feedback we got initially when we had the opportunity to do it and to fund it, and the feedback we're getting about this project is very positive in the community. I think this is something that they've wanted for a long time, and they're really happy to see it.
Matt, you mentioned that the old space was not ADA compliant. How was this center designed to welcome people of different ages and abilities and levels of experience with that in mind?
Our mission in Shawnee Parks and Recreation is to expose everyone to new passions in life. And so, you know, we're not necessarily maybe the expert in any one class. You know, we're not the yoga experts, but we do have beginning yoga. We offer swim lessons from those that are, you know, infants to adults that are 80-some years old. We do that in kind of public traditional classes, but we also have private classes. And so we needed to have a facility that encouraged that. And the old facility was designed and built in the 1950s. And there just wasn't, you know, the ADA didn't exist. And some things that we today view as common sense just weren't part of society then. And so the design of the building was very much focused around being inclusive and how do we provide opportunities for people of all abilities to be able to come participate. And so, you know, locker rooms don't necessarily sound like a real fancy part of the building. You don't usually say, hey, let's go run into the locker room, but they were actually a very high priority. There's the traditional men's and women's locker rooms, but even within that, we've went away from the large shower room to individual shower stalls. We have more private areas for people to kind of undress and put their stuff away. Most importantly, or one of the things we're most excited about, is we have family-style locker rooms. And so this is a locker room that's a little bit smaller. It's more private, but it has spaces where you know, should you need a wheelchair or maybe you have some other mobility device. It's a space where you can go and change and still get onto the pool deck and use that pool just like anybody else. But it's a space where you have a little more privacy to do that. You know, the other piece too, a lot of times with families, you know, if you have a adult and child and they're of opposite genders, there's kind of an age in between there where things get a little uncomfortable for many people, you know, where, hey, the child is old enough to kind of see what's going on in the world, but maybe isn't old enough to take care of themselves. And so this is another space where they can do that. Once you're onto the pool deck, you know, we do have, we have devices to be able to get people into the pool if they can't just walk in under their own power. And so something that was really one of our largest complaints, honestly, of the old facility, we believe we have rectified. You know, we'll find out when we've been open for a while and how it works out. But from a design standpoint, we meet all the best practices. We meet the ADA requirements. And we sure believe that people will be able to use the facility a lot more comfortable and a lot more easily than they did before.
Eddie, it sounds like this is really more of a community gathering place, not just a place to exercise. What do you hope that looks like in practice?
That's 100% true. In fact, you know, the premise of this grant was really a technology award, and it was to provide high-speed internet and connectivity for people who may not have it. And I think we turned what was a rec center into more of a community center. And I think that's the thing that I'm most excited about. I think just by that nature of changing the whole view of what it is going to draw in a wider crowd for different uses. You know, our whole goal is to create public spaces that people want to use. And if by doing what we've done here, I think we've created more uses. So we hope to draw in more people for whatever they want to do, however it can help them in their daily lives.
From Shawano, Matt Hendricks, Eddie Shepard, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
If you have an idea about something in Central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seawert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.